This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green, your weekly spot for the best local golf talk here in Western New York. As we welcome you in here on a Saturday morning, I'm Brian Cozio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester is down working at the Dell Match Play event for the PGA Tour, so he's busy and up and going early on the stream this morning. So it's Jeff and I here this morning, and we're broadcasting live from Niagara Falls. The Lynx Golf and Tap are back here for another season, and we're happy to be here. We'll be speaking with the owner, Nick Latempio, here coming up in just a few moments. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, starting to see some longer days, starting to feel that spring optimism. Golf is in the air. We had some nice warm temps this week. We're seeing grass. We're seeing a few courses pop open. So, yeah, doesn't feel like it this morning, Brian, but we're getting closer to the start of the season.
Yes, it was raining as we came in. And
a little blustery, a little cold.
Supposed to be like, what, 60-mile-an-hour wind?
Yeah, that's not good golf weather. Yeah. But if you wait for a good day, you don't play, is what they say in golf sometimes, right?
Yeah. So I'll just hit my little low stinger. I'll be all right.
Yeah, I know what we'll do. We'll go here to Links and Taps and hit in the simulator. Sounds like a better idea.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring in Nick Latempio here from the Links Golf and Tap. Nick, good morning.
What's up, guys? Thanks for coming down again.
Yeah, thanks for waking up.
Yeah.
I know you always wake up 5:30 in the morning on Saturday to come let us in here, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys are here.
Appreciate it. So we're facing one of the simulator. We're in between the simulator and the bar area here. For those of you that maybe have never been up here and checked it out before, we just posted some pictures on our Instagram and on our Twitter at T2G Buffalo, so check that out. A really nice setup up here. Nick, why don't you let everybody know, kind of just for, obviously every time we come up here and talk, we've got new listeners.
Yeah.
Want to know a little bit about your place here. Tell us, again, the idea. You guys still recently opening, fairly new here, just a few years open, right?
Yeah, so we opened January 1 of 22, so we just hit a year this past January.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So we're a golf bar lounge, I guess, what you would call it, for TrackMan golf simulators. Obviously, we've talked about TrackMan on here before. You guys know all about it. TrackMan, top-notch in the world. And there's really nothing that can compare to those. And then with the bar and the food combined with that, it's a pretty good business plan, I would say.
Yeah, it's doing well for you, it looks like.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Joe. And it's a fun place. Like, it's open, it's bright, you got all the TrackMans, you got the bars, and you got something else. You were telling us an idea this morning that I thought was a pretty darn cool. I think people might be interested to hear this idea.
Yeah, so when I thought about this business model with the simulator and the bar, actually this was thought kind of right initially from the start with that as well. It's a mobile golf simulator. It's called Lynx Caddy. I'm rolling that out hopefully mid-April. So basically what it is, it's a mobile golf simulator. It's an enclosed trailer. I had to get it custom built. So there are 10-foot interior height ceilings. There's plenty of room in there for you to swing. So you could rent it out for, you know, events, parties, you know, social networking, corporate events, anything, you name it. You'll be able to rent it out. You can golf anywhere, anytime. It's a golf simulator inside of a trailer with a TrackMan.
That's awesome. And yeah, obviously with it being mobile, the fact that you could come to
yeah.
a business or a house or wherever the people would want to have it come.
Yeah, no, that was the whole concept. Yeah. I figured, why don't I bring golf to them? You know, seeing, especially this day and age, there's a mobile everything. I mean, you name it, there's something mobile for it. So I was like, why don't I just put one of these inside of a trailer? You know, it was a little easier said than done. I had to get the thing custom built, and because obviously with you swinging a golf club in there, you need the proper dimensions. So, you know, after months of waiting for it to come in, finally came in. I've been working on it, and like I said, it will be rolled out hopefully by mid-April.
And you're going to throw one of your TrackMans in there and bring it around town and bring it to festivals and bring it to people's parties and stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be a hit, hopefully.
Yeah, that's really cool. And are you planning on, you said initially, you said thought too, but are you having like a bar or something attached to it, or
I can, with me having a liquor license through the links, I could sell beer and I can sell liquor out of it. You know, depending on where I'm at, obviously, you know, if I'm at a place where it has an existing liquor license, I can't do it. But you know, depending where I'm at, I can sell beer out of it, cocktails.
Beautiful.
So.
And it just goes to show the growth of golf, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, 5 years ago, who would have ever thought that idea or even what you're doing here would be something that people would do, like bottled water 20 years, you know?
Yeah,
bottled water. You get water for free. But, yeah, it seems like golf's going well. Tell us about a little bit more about how you got your business started, what made you – I mean, you're a golfer yourself, right?
Yep.
Obviously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
for Tell us a little bit about getting the business started, how you got it going, what the story about. A and B, first – where are you? Let people know where we are.
Yeah, I'm in Niagara Falls, literally right next to the Rainbow Bridge, right across from the Niagara Falls State Park. So I'm in kind of like the tourist section of the falls, in the One Niagara building. It's either called One Niagara or the Glass Cube. So it's a 9-story glass building. We're up on the second floor. Right literally next to Niagara Falls, literally. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys obviously have done well here so far. So this area, we didn't really have anything up in, you know, Niagara County, Niagara Falls, like an opportunity to have people come in and get an opportunity to get some golf. And especially, we know, Western New York, it's not always weather conducive to play golf at your course. So what a great idea here. And tell everybody what you have to offer here. We're staring at one of the simulators, but I love the setup that you have in here.
Yeah. So my whole thought process behind the business was I want to have a space where the serious golfer can come in, you know, and work on their game that really takes the game serious. And I get a lot of people in here as well that might have never golfed before or just started. So I wanted like a welcoming environment, you know, having the bar here, it's just a different kind of a vibe. It's not as serious as, you know, it needs to be. It can just be a kind of a fun place. You can enjoy taking some swings, eating some food, and having some drinks. So I think it offers both spectrums. Like I said, the serious golfer and the non-serious golfer. You know, you can just come in and have a good time here.
It's surprising how much fun people can have playing golf in a simulator, isn't it? You just, because you're here all day, you get to listen to people laughing and joking and hitting shots and screaming and reacting. And it does become quite immersive once you get into it.
Yeah, so... I think simulator golf, obviously, you know, from 5 years ago to now, it's way bigger. And I think even in the next 5 years, it's going to get even bigger. I think it's more welcoming and maybe less intimidating probably to the person who's never played golf before. They're thinking, hey, maybe we can go on here. This place looks fun. If they like it, maybe they can hit the course, you know, in the summer or whatever. So I think it's just more welcoming.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about etiquette. You don't have to worry that you don't know where to stand. You don't have to worry what club do I hit or am I doing this right, because it doesn't matter. You're just having fun in the simulator. And the technology's gotten better, hasn't it, in the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned TrackMan, obviously, but, you know, they're just at a whole other level, I think, in my opinion. You know, obviously every pro probably has one of these in their house. And now you see with the PGA telecast, TrackMan's doing all the shot tracing. So if the PGA put their faith in TrackMan, you know, that should tell you something right there.
Yeah, I think as we watch the pros on TV now quite a bit, we're seeing more data. We're seeing, you know, the shot link. I would say I feel like some of the best TV technology now, you know, for me that watches all sports, I'll give you my top three. I think The shot tracer is in the top three. I said the first down line in football, that has added so much to the broadcast. And the replay in tennis, how good it is, how they're able to just zoom right in within seconds. I don't understand why other sports can't get a replay system as good as tennis. But anyway, the shot link that you mentioned here, like the tracer of the ball.
It'd be weird to watch golf without the tracer.
It's good now.
Yeah,
you're right.
So good.
And right, to see if a guy hits a driver and it just pans to nothing, like, you know,
it's weird.
It just doesn't seem as good as it does now. And obviously in the simulator, you're seeing that too. So for people watching and they see, I get to see how the carry is and how long it rolled and all that sort of stuff. And maybe the ball speed and all that. You get to see that right here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's over 40 different data parameters on the track, man. So even you're talking about your basic stats, like your carry and your distance, there's so much more to it.
You know? Oh, yeah. There's tilt axis.
Yeah.
Crazy. You can get, one I use a lot is actually low point distance, which is, where your club is bottoming out in front of the golf ball. So we'll take David. And the other thing is, like, you can do whatever. Like, that's why we like it, because it's, you can get your data, you can get your numbers. I hit that 156.4 yards. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. 0.4. Do I need to know that? I probably don't. But then there's 200 plus golf courses and games. And so, you can have kids in here and have a family party in here, couldn't you?
I just had a huge, it was Monday, I think. I had probably 25, 30 kids under the age of 10 running around here.
Awesome. Oh, that's when I have my staff work.
So they were loving it. But, I mean, it's like I said, all ages, all skill sets in here. There's a cool option that I've been messing around with a lot called the Test Center on here. So you can really dial in your clubs and your yardages, and it'll send you a full report to your email, and you can see everything you hit. It's pretty cool.
Have you done the TrackMan Combine?
I have.
As someone who, if you're going to a simulator today and you're going to a TrackMan and you're trying to get better, that's something I recommend. The TrackMan Combine, if you have a chance to use that, because it runs you through a gamut of shots, basically up through your set, all your clubs in your bag, and then it gives you a number, an empirical data of how you compare to other golfers, and you can, as you improve, you can see your game improving. I just think it's if you're going to practice productively, and I think that's one of them.
100%.
Yep. We're here at Tee to Green, live at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls. We're with the owner, Nick Latempio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colsey. You can follow him on Instagram at the Lynx Golf and Tap. We just put up some pictures there on our Instagram this morning. You get to see what I think is a really nice feature, is that if you want to come up with group, you want to come up with kids for a party, you want to come with some buddies, it is perfect in terms of the space. I think that's one thing that I feel like you did a really good job in here, Nick, is that there is a lot of space. You're not cramped. Yep. You're not going to get worried about maybe getting drilled with a club because everybody's standing too close. I mean, you've got the nice couches, but the bays are so nice and wide here. That was a really good design setup you had.
Yeah, that was definitely a big point of the build-out for this. I wanted to make sure they were wide enough. I probably could have crammed four all in this space if I really wanted to, but I did three, at 18 feet wide just to make them bigger, because you hear a lot of people, especially when you're hitting indoors, it could be like,
feel like you're swinging in the closet. Yeah, and you don't want, or you feel like you're going to hit the ceiling or the wall. You don't want that feeling.
Yeah, so I definitely wanted to just get that thought right out of the way when people are in there. They have plenty of room here.
And on the other side of the bar, you actually added a fourth simulator here.
Yeah, so last time you guys were here, I had three. So now I have the fourth on the other side. That one's a little, that's only 12 feet wide, but still plenty of room. But, yeah, I figured why not? I had the space. Should throw in another one. It's worked out. We've had a great winter here. Way busier than what I expected. So I knew I was going to be busy, but it's been definitely pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to go in a different direction. What's your opinion on the golf ball change?
I kind of have mixed feelings about it because you love seeing these guys just completely massacre the golf ball, but I do see the argument by it. You hear some people say like it's ruining golf courses because people can hit the ball so long. The top players probably aren't going to see, they're not going to be as affected. They're still going to hit it farther than most people.
Yeah, the furthest hitters are going to still hit it the furthest.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's just going to dial everybody back. I don't know. I mean, I'm open to seeing it, I guess, seeing what it looks like, but
two of the most popular players that I love to hear what they have to say. Justin Thomas last week when he was playing said that he hated it, yep. thought it took away a lot of what people, why people watch. And then Rory McIlroy, this week, said that he thinks he's for it and that, you know, he wants to preserve kind of what possibly what you were saying. Like, look, there's these courses that maybe people feel like they have to make changes to all right. the time. Augusta National, we're going to see a new 13th tee box on that famous par 5 this week. And, you know, Rory said he even had just had recently played it and said, look, it's going to make it a lot more difficult. Jeff, this in terms of what it means for just amateur guys like me who go out and just love to play, this likely won't affect me, at least initially, right? It's not supposed
well, it's not
to do
that. Well, it's not until 2026, and it's a bifurcation of the rules, a splitting of the rules, a cleaving. So what they're saying is the elite players in the elite competitions would compete with this golf ball is what they're shooting for. It's really a change in the testing, how they're testing the golf balls, right? So they're going to go from 120 miles an hour to 127. That's an elite player speed, 127 miles an hour. I don't think it's going to, and I don't know how it'll be implemented, and I don't know why they would ever take that away from your customers, Nick, and players like you that, right. you know, hey, I'm playing golf to have the most fun I can, and I'm trying to hit it as far as I can, and that makes it fun. And the golf ball manufacturers and the people that run to, you know, they're not going to be on board with taking some of the fun out of the game. So it's interesting. It's kind of a wait and see for me. It feels like a trial balloon kind of idea. And it is also a local rule. So it's not applicable to everybody all the time. So it's only, you know, it have to be adopted as a local rule or a condition for competition.
Yeah, I think with everybody increasing, trying to increase swing speed, trying to physically be the right, you know.
Well, that's changed the game.
Yeah, yep. for sure. I mean, there was a moment there, Nick, where we thought, mate, was Bryson DeChambeau's style of playing golf going to be
right. Did he the, game
the next wave?
Yeah.
But we saw some golfers try to like bulk up, but then that's kind of been pulled back. They're still more in the fitness and flexibility sort of mentality than they are the, hey, let's bulk up and be as big as we can sort of thing.
Yeah, the Bryson effect, that's what everyone called it, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, because you saw like Rory chasing it and he started to play terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm more into the flexibility and, you know, really, I can't see.
Who would you want to swing like, Rory or DeChambeau?
Oh, I mean, Rory's got probably the prettiest swing I've ever seen.
Yeah, right. Maybe ever.
Look at what did Tiger Woods say to his son, Charlie? He goes, don't try to emulate my swing, emulate Rory's swing, because he says his balance is always so perfect. And Jeff, I mean, that's something I'm sure when you work with people that come to you for lessons, like balance is a big piece of maybe why people struggle is that they don't have it, especially, you know, you always when you're working with my son, you always talk about how that finishes and how that's got to be. That's a big part of the swing with the balance.
Well, I think if you get to a good balance position, it means you did some things well in your golf swing. So if you're doing things incorrectly, it'll thrust your hips forward. It'll get your pivot out of sync. It'll get your weight from being centered over your body. All those things. And if you can, sometimes you can reverse engineer it. You know, if you get to a good finish, that means you did some of these things very well before that. And there's a misunderstanding too. People like where they think they should finish or how the club goes around their body. People have misperceptions. Like, you know, when you hear people tell your head, keep your head down, keep, you know, swing out towards the target, all those things affect the golf swing negatively. So a lot of this bad advice we see out there is really killing people's games. But yeah, balance and power and agility, you know, you watch Rory, what an athlete. I mean, he'd be good at whatever he does. And I've done a lot of cool things in golf, and one of the coolest things is sitting right next to Rory McIlroy and watching him rip three woods off the deck is kind of cool. Yeah, seeing him go 315 yards downrange and on ropes. Yeah, that's when you know I'm never, ever going to be a tour player, when you're sitting next to a guy like that, by the way.
Nick, you're a big McIlroy guy, right? You love, that's your favorite guy?
Yeah, he's my guy. I went to the RBC last summer, me and my wife, and we followed Rory the one day. Absolutely insane. The entire golf course seemed like they wanted to just follow Rory, so it was tough to like get looks at him, but I got a couple cool looks at him. You know, just... Yeah, he's one of my favorite athletes. Yeah, just crazy.
Yeah, when he rips irons, it's got a really, really, really cool sound.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously fans will get to see him this if they want to go to Oak Hill
in
May. We're only 2 months away from the PGA Championship. That'll be great to see Him and the and the best players in the world.
Do you get people asking you for the if O'Kill's on the simulator yet?
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. I get some crazy asks on the track, man. They're like, they're always asking for like local courses. I'm like,
yeah. Well, they see Glen Oak on there, and they all think it's
yeah. They all think it's Glen Oak that's here.
And then they ask, is like Park Club or CC? Yeah. No, they're not on there. Not yet. Someday they might be. Yeah.
With the technology, who knows? At some point, we might have every course in the world up there.
Imagery that
is able to be done with satellites and stuff like that. What else can be done on TrackMan beyond just playing a course? I know there's some other features you can do. You can do different games, different practice sessions. What else can you come up here to the links and maybe give a go at?
There's different, there's like longest drive. There's a longest drive program on here that's pretty cool. A lot of people do that here. There's a close to the pin. There's a capture the flag.
Magic pond.
The kids love that. That birthday party the other day that was running on all of them. There's different. That's what I was saying before. A non-serious golfer can come in and hop on one of those games and have a ton of fun. So it doesn't have to just be, you know, just golf, playing on a course or on the range. You can do some fun interactive things.
It really is a good spot for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's contained. They're having tons of fun. It's visually stimulating. There's the sounds and the magic pond and stuff like that. And, you know, you got some junior clubs. You hit some shots, and they can have fun. Yeah,
it's a good place for parents, too. They can sit right at the bar and have a full visual at their kid while they're swinging, a couple drinks.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
You offer a full menu of food, right, too?
Yeah, full menu of food, full bar, pretty much any drink you want we can make. I got eight beer taps, all local, beer on tap.
So we'll be able to Irish up our coffee if we wanted to.
Yeah, I was anytime. Let's do it.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
No. Yeah, no. The bar area is awesome. TVs are up here too, so a really nice spot to come up and really have a good time. Lots of opportunities. Why don't you tell people how they can sign up if they want to get some time here in one of your simulators?
Yeah, so just the linksgolfandtap.com. You can hop right on the website. Just like any other golf course, you can click book now. It'll list out the dates, the times that you want to come in. If you're looking to come in on a weekend until the nice weather hits, definitely you want to do it ahead of time because, you know, we're sold out every weekend over here. So definitely want to probably do it at least a week ahead of time. Just like a regular golf course, just hop on, book a tee time. And then if you're interested in the Lynx Caddy, which is our mobile golf simulator, that's also on the website. Once you go on, you'll see the tab that says mobile simulator. It'll give you some more information on it, list out like what it's all about. And if you want an event that you could that you're interested in, you just give me some, list your information and send it over to me.
If I have a business and I want to have it for employees as kind of a team bonding activity sort of thing, that's something you would offer, right?
Yeah, so that's on the website. That's an option of having like a corporate event, team networking, stuff like that. That's definitely, I'll bring it anywhere it wants, anywhere, I'll bring it anywhere, basically golf anywhere, anytime. That's like the slogan for it, so.
I can't wait to see that thing. That's going to be pretty cool. You got to show it to us before we leave today.
Yeah, it's in the parking lot. I'm still working on it, but it's almost done. Hopefully it takes off. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to that. The linksgolfandtap.com, at the linksgolfandtap on Instagram. Follow them there. We'll post some more pictures and some videos later this morning so you can check it out. But sign up. Yeah, I mean, weather at the moment still maybe not the best, so chance to get in here. And how about just during the golf season itself here? I know you guys have some leagues that you can be a part of.
Yeah, so this year we did a Monday and Thursday night league. Those just finished last week. I think it was like the beginning of December, and it ran to like the beginning of March. So those are good times. Guys love that. It gets pretty competitive in here. We just finished up the playoffs last week and, crowned two different winners. And the winners get a free membership to here next year. We do offer memberships here as well. It's $175 a week, and you can golf as much as you want during non-peak times. So,
all right, good opportunity. Who's your pick to win the Masters 2 weeks from now?
I got to say Rory.
I'm rooting. Same here.
Yeah. It'd be a great story.
Yeah. It'd be fun. Good TV. Sunday afternoon.
I do like Cam Young as well. He's been playing pretty
good.
He
just switched up his caddy, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. He, Cam.
Played well since then.
He's really good. He's going to break through, I think.
Yeah. Rory and Cam are two of the 16 that advanced in the match play. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that next segment. But
yeah,
different TV, March Madness golf style.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to watch it every week, but it is fun to watch. Yeah,
a little different. Yeah, so they're down to the 16 this morning. Again, why Kevin Sylvester's not with us here. He's actually going on the, just texted me, says he's going on the air soon to do some of the match play on the ESPN Plus PGA Tour Live.
He had some good calls this week. I heard a couple of them. Yeah,
they've got exciting. The round of 16 this morning, and then the round of 8 this afternoon. They'll get it down to 4 for tomorrow and go from 4 and then down to 2.
And Scottie Scheffler's the defending champion, right?
Scheffler's still going.
Yep.
Jason Day, who's won this event before, still going. Rory's
Jason's
still going.
Hot. Yep.
Yeah, Horschel took out Rahm yesterday. Horschel's a really good match play player. So
yeah,
there's some good names left there. We could have some really good big matchups down the stretch.
Yeah, you know how match play, it doesn't always work out where the best names get through, but it feels like a lot of them did this year. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you so much for, again, supporting the show. Good luck for another good golf season up here, and we'll be in touch. Can't wait to see the new trailer when it's done.
Yeah. The place looks nice.
Appreciate it, guys.
The Lynx Golf and Tap, Nick Latempio with us here up in Niagara Falls here, right next to the Rainbow Bridge. Easy to find. You can go on their website, thelinxgolfandtap.com, sign up for some simulator time. Or if you're in the area, just pop in, come on in, have a nice beverage at the bar. They got a beautiful spot to sit and watch people hit golf balls. Everybody can give some good commentary on it.
Right, yeah. Well, right? Everybody's an expert. Yeah, everybody knows how to fix a swing, and well, this simulator's not accurate.
That's right.
I hit it way farther than that.
All right, we'll take a timeout here from the Lynx Golf and Tap. When we come back, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll also talk a little bit more about some of these matchups this morning in the match play on the PGA Tour. Along with Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls. Back with more Tee to Green on WGR right after this timeout.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Hey everyone, I'm Nick Latempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Barn Lounge, that features 3 state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinxgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by 2 Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of 3 unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Western New York Section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, find a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
We're back at the Lynx Golf and Tap. Big thanks to owner Nick Lentempio for joining us last segment. You can book your time up here at the LynxGolfandTap.com. As you heard, it is time for the PGA Tour leaderboard. And the PGA Tour guys are playing in the Dell Match Play down in Austin, Texas. And they're down from 64 to the round of 16. That'll get going early this morning. We'll go through some of the more intriguing matchups here coming up in just a little bit. But some of the world's best players are through. Rory McIlroy went 3-0. He is through. Scottie Scheffler went 3-0. He is through. Max Homa is through. Patrick Cantlay is through. Jason Day is through. Cameron Young is through. There's Xander Schauffele is through. Look at all these big names that are through in the final 16.
Yeah, it's going to be some really good television, and match play is going to be fun to watch. And we also have the PGA Champions Tour leaderboard brought to you by Downer Gross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. This week they're at Mission Hills Country Club, the Dinosaur Tournament Course, and the leader's David Toms. There's a name from the past at 7-under, followed by Kevin Sutherland, and there's a bunch of players at 5-under, including Rocco Mediate and Padraig Harrington.
LPGA leaderboard time now here, brought to you by Puma Golf. And a three-way tie for the top of the lead this week there in Arizona for the LPGA event as they go for the race for the CMG Globe Tour standings. Jenny Shin, Maddie Shurick, and Mariah Jukakdorin are all tied.
Good job.
Thank you. Yes. At minus 12, Lily Avu, one shot back at minus 11. A couple of other names of note here. We like to always see where Nelly Korda is. She's tied for 15th. She is at minus 8, so she goes into the weekend 4 back of the leaderboard. Other names of note, Jennifer Kupko, she, of course, won that first amateur women's event at Augusta National.
Has she turned professional?
She is at minus 5, yes. Oh. She is. She's now a professional player. So let's see here. Try to see where Brooke Henderson is at. Of course, the great Canadian, and she missed the cut. She was 1-under.
So she's the finest player.
She will not be playing the weekend. So there's your look at all the leaderboards. One more thought here on the round of 16 for match play here. These are the matchups. Scheffler will play JT Paulson in the first matchup, and then the winner there will face the winner of Jason Day and Matt Kuchar.
Another good match. Yeah,
Kuchar's a good match player.
Yeah,
match play player.
I think he's... Doesn't he have them tied for the most wins or something with Tiger Woods in this event?
I think you're right.
32 or something like that throughout the years. He's played a long time, and he's played well in match play all the time. Steady Eddie kind of guy, yeah.
For sure. Bottom left portion of the bracket, these four players. Patrick Cantlay against Sam Burns.
Not the good.
Yeah. And then Max Homa against Mackenzie Hughes.
I'm a big Max Homa fan, A, because of his personality, and, man, does he have a nice, solid game. So he's going to be tough to beat. He got a buy into this because Hideki got
Homa
neck issue.
Yeah, was 2-0, and then yesterday. So for those of you that are wondering, like, how did it work, there are four guys, they call it in a pod. So that was, and that's what made up the 64. And then out of the four guys, they all play each other, three matches, and then whoever has the most points, you know, win, loss, tie, ends up moving on. Homa had to play Matsuyama yesterday, but had to withdraw. So Homa got through because he got the automatic win.
And that's why we were rooting for Ricky Fowler to get to the final 16, which would have qualified him for the Masters, right? Yeah,
that's right. Now, Fowler was in what Billy Horschel called yesterday, he thought was the group of death. He goes, this is what you always heard in soccer.
Yeah,
Horschel was in with Fowler. He also was in with Rahm, too. Ooh. And Horschel and Rahm yesterday played each other head-to-head, and Horschel won.
How about Rahm went 2-2 because he lost to Fowler also, didn't
that's
he?
That's right. Yeah. So he's out. So Rahm is out, but Horschel's in against Cameron Young, who had a 3-0 week. As we go to the other side of the bracket, Andrew Putnam against Kurt Kitayama, who's had a really good season. We know he had a win about a month or so ago. Rory is through. Rory McIlroy is going to play Lucas Herbert. And then the bottom portion of the bracket, the winner of that Rory-Herbert matchup is Xander Schauffele against J.J. Spahn. So those are your final 16. Again, it'll start early this morning. Golf Channel has the coverage. I know Kevin Sylvester, who's not with us this week, is going to be on PGA Tour Live, ESPN Plus, if you want to listen to Kevin this morning, if you're missing him from our normal discussion.
Dulcet tones, yes.
He's working hard there, so we'll give him the pass on not joining us this week.
Yeah.
He said he's going on the air within minutes, so if you want to hear a little bit of Kevin, he'll be on some of the stream this morning. But, I mean, there are some big names. I mean, McIlroy and Schauffele and Horschel and Cantlay and Day and Homa and Scheffler. I mean, these are we should end up with some really juicy matchups here as it goes down the stretch.
And the players seem to enjoy playing this. Yeah, it's fun, you know. Like it's a different way to play, and it's an engaging watch because it's, you know, hey, it's match play. It's a different format. Yeah.
Does it lead to more aggressive play, do you think?
I think it does.
Knowing that if you have a blow-up hole, it doesn't cost you on the scoreboard, right?
Right. Well, because you're not, par is immaterial. It's, I just got to beat you on this hole. So it's also, I guess this would be the PGA tip of the week. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, let's do it.
So par is immaterial when you're having, which is what makes it fun to watch, because you can tie the hole with a six or a double or whatever it is, and you can both make eagle and you still tie the hole. I do think it leads to more aggressive play because I do think you will take chances because a bad shot doesn't affect you as much on the scoreboard, right? You can only lose one hole. Where if you hit it in a hazard or something, or you hit it out of bounds with trying to hit a hero shot in a PGA Tour event or a regular event, that could cost you making the cut. It could cost you winning the event. Losing one hole doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose that match to that player. And as you see, it's often hard to predict. Like, who would predict John Rahm wouldn't get through? So I do think in match play, you can be a little bit more aggressive. I do like to be aggressive. I like to, I learned this from a couple players. If I'm in match play, I know not many people are out right now, but unless you're playing in a simulator, you're playing a match. I always tried to find something I didn't like about the guy when I was playing him in match play. And I'm like, you know, that Brian Colziel is way too nice all the time. I'm just going to beat the crud out of this guy today. So that I would have some kind of motivation.
Got
like that
Michael Jordan intrinsic way to motivate you.
Right. Yeah. Like you wanted to find something to motivate you to beat that guy. Because normally you're just playing along with a fellow competitor and, you know, you're enjoying the day. Well, you know, it doesn't matter what he does. It only matters what I do. Well, that's what's different now. Now is it matters what you do, and I do need to react to the shot that you just hit. You know, and there is a bonus to hitting first and getting it in the fairway and putting pressure on the other player. But then there's also a bonus when that player hits it in the woods for the next player or hits it in the rough. And hey, maybe that's when I take out my driver like Rory on that par four and just let it rip and try to bury this guy in this hole instead of being conservative and just hitting it in the fairway. So I always like to take that tack. If I had an opportunity to be aggressive, I always tried to be aggressive because I was always trying to put that that final blow on that player. I'm trying to find a way to win that hole, and I never thought you'd win that hole just by plodding down the middle, making par. I always felt like you needed to make a birdie to win the hole. So what's my best chance to make birdie?
Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA committed to growing the game today, tomorrow, and beyond. WNYPGA.com, you can sign up for a lot of their upcoming spring programs. I know the Junior Tour is available for registration now. So if you've got a youngster that wants to play, you can sign them up there.
Veterans looking out for our Hope program. That's mm-hmm. a resource for that also.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you one more thing about conservative play versus aggressive play.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I feel like it, you know, here I am in my mid-40s and finally maybe figured it out.
a conservative decision on what to do versus a conservative swing. I always feel like the conservative swing is the one that I end up actually hitting worse sometimes, but a conservative strategy or a tactic might work well, but you could still be aggressive with the swing. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about that difference? Like, let's say you and I are playing in a match and you hit your drive into the trees. Mm-hmm. I still might say, okay, maybe the conservative decision here, I'm going to hit a hybrid off the tee instead here, make mm-hmm. sure I'm in play. But that doesn't mean I should like take off anything from my swing, right? Like, I always think sometimes like, oh, I end up swinging too easy. I don't even use my body. Suddenly I don't rotate through and suddenly it's all arms and I've pulled it 50 yards to the left.
The phrase I like to use is conservative target, cocky swing. So I'm going to pick maybe a more conservative target. Like I might pick the left center of the green. So I'm putting uphill or whatever. Yeah. But I am going to make a aggressive, cocky swing. Like I am going to stuff this right into that spot. Whatever my target is, I'm still like I'm trying to have that attitude where, hey, this ball is there's no way this ball is going anywhere but right where I'm aiming it. So picking a conservative target and having a cocky swing. Also, this is we talk about it all the time. Just because you're in match play and it's a different format doesn't mean you want to fall out of your routine. So because of that, you know, if you don't know if that guy's giving you that putt, you walk up there assuming you have to make that putt, you know, it's 3 feet. So I'm going through my mental routine of trying to make that putt as I'm walking up to the green instead of getting there and looking around to see if the guy's going to give me the four-footer, right? So I'm going through in my mind, hey, I got to make this putt to win this hole. So I go through which way is the water going to flow out, which ways it's going to break, what do I need to do? Get into that mode early. But you're right. You don't want to make a passive or a safety swing. Safe swings are very seldom good swings. Aggressive yeah. swings are aggressive, full tempo, hit your most confident shot is always going to be the best way to go.
I feel like with my own game that is a struggle like that I'm aware of, and I feel like I finally have become aware of it enough that at least I feel like maybe I can be better at managing it. It's those, okay, it's especially I feel like Jeff comes into play where, hey, I'm going to take more club here, mm-hmm. and I always feel like, okay, well, because I'm taking more club, I end up swinging poorly in the sense of like I don't rotate through fully. For me, my misses are usually pulls when I do that because it's all arms and no real good turn, no good finish. And then I end up sitting there saying, well, why didn't I take less club and swing harder? And I know that's not the routine you should do there, but I know one thing when I was with you at the dojo a couple months ago, we were working on, you know, I think we had the simulator, the trackman, we had 150 and you're like, okay, what are you hitting? I'm like, 9. You're like, okay, now hit it with an 8. Now hit it with a 7.
Yep.
But still
now hit it with a 6.
Try to be aggressive with that swing and, you know, figure it out, whether that means I'm going 3/4 or 2/3 or whatever, but still make it an aggressive swing where I'm finishing my shot. And I feel like I'm excited to see how that plays out on the golf course for me this year.
And one of the other things I think, like, this is a really good time of year to really kind of drill down on some fundamentals. And one of the ways to get better is just using your mind better. Golfers often think poorly and have a lot of misperceptions. One of the biggest leaps I made was just learning how, like, I got a book, Dr. Bob Rotella, Golf is Not a Game of Perfect. If you're out there listening, go get that book. Go get it on audio tape. Listen to it. It's basically the core concepts and fundamentals of golf psychology about routine, about short game, about all these things. And they're excellent books. And you want to make a leap as a golfer and learn how to use your mind as a player better. You know, there is an art to hitting golf shots, but there's an art to preparing yourself to hit a golf shot. And there's an art to debriefing yourself after a bad golf shot. You know what I mean? Because it's not every golf shot's good. And how do you accept a bad shot? And how do you accept it? How do you fight through slumps in your game? And words like fight. There's even language you use like, you know, I don't want to hit it right here. Well, your mind recognizes right. You know, it doesn't recognize don't. So the last thing in your mind, right, people hit it right. Instead of, I'm going to focus on just visualizing my shot, it's going to land dead center of the fairway and bounce left. The more, you know, you can't realize what you can't visualize, all those kind of things. It's the same in match play. It's the same in any kind of golf. But hey, this would be a good time of year. It's an easy read. Grab a book on golf psychology. I'd recommend that one. Spend a couple hours reading that, and if you don't feel like you've become a better golfer after something like that, then I'm wrong. But every golfer out there almost has some kind of mental coach or someone they talk to about how they're thinking while they're playing the game.
All right, good advice there. Again, you can check it out, or you can check out more information and get more tips from guys like Jeff. Go to WNYPGA.com. You can find your local pro that's with you, or
that's right.
You can hook up with Jeff. Look forward to that. Hey, if you want to get into the golf industry You know, Nick Latempio, obviously up here at the Lynx Golf and Tap, has done a great job being successful in the golf industry. But if you want to work in the golf industry, great opportunity for you. A career exploration day coming up at the PGA Championship in May on Saturday, May 13th from 10 to 2 at Oak Hill. You can go there, and they're going to have a day where the PGA's
They'll
of America,
bus you out there, too.
Yeah, they're going to bus you from Buffalo, from Glen Oak, and from Syracuse, from Drumlins. Obviously, if you're in the Rochester area, getting to Oak Hill is pretty easy. But if you want to have a career in golf, maybe you want to have a part-time job in golf, all the opportunities will be talked about there, 10 to 2 on Saturday, May 13th, to see how you can get involved. If you go, of course, this is exciting for me, you get a nice lunch, and you also... They're going to give you two free practice round tickets to the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. So, again, more information at WNYPGA.com. I'll put out some information on Twitter and Instagram coming up on
that,
too.
And I noticed they're tweeting out or posting some jobs that may be opening that may be non-traditional golf jobs. So, you know, hey, just look for those. Get on that list. If you're interested, you may find something that really you really, really enjoy.
All right. Time out here as we broadcast live from the Lynx Golf and Tap. Beautiful indoor facility here in Niagara Falls, literally steps away from the Rainbow Bridge. If you've never been up here, they're on the second floor. Really cool spot. Simulators, ton of space. Great spot for parties, or you want to bring some friends from after work for a cool happy hour spot. They've got a bar. They've got a full menu. Really, really great spot here. Nick Latempio will take care of you as they've got a really, really cool spot to have some fun here up in Niagara Falls. All right, time out. One more segment to go. Jeff and I will be right back on Tee to Green, live from the Lynx Golf and Tap on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and Patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Greetings, golfers, and welcome to an exciting new season just around the corner with our friends Brian, Kevin, and Jeff from Tee to Green. We here at Glen Oak are thrilled to get you started on your newest golf goals, whether they are the latest club technology, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and enjoy our three Foresight GC Hawk simulators or our Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature design layout, Western New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, our final segment. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live at the Lynx Golf and Tap in Niagara Falls. You can book your time at one of their great simulators, the Lynx Golf and Tap. .com is the website. Jeff, we're 2 weeks away from the Masters. And this week, always one of the exciting things to see, what is the former champions dinner going to look like? Well, the menu was revealed, and Scotty Scheffler, I liked rooting for you. I kind of like you even more after hearing this menu.
This is a good menu.
Cheeseburger sliders to start. It says served Scotty style. Wonder what that's all about.
Is he running to Hardee's and grabbing some cheeseburgers?
I don't know. Sliders to start. Firecracker shrimp.
Sounds fancy.
So those are his appetizers. He also picked tortilla soup served with tortilla blue chips. I'm okay with that.
This sounds like a Bills
sounds
tailgate.
Like a Bills tailgate so
yes,
far. That's
yes.
Right. And then your main course choice, you can take Texas ribeye steak or blackened redfish.
Sounds like you got to have, you know, fish options for some of the guys, I would imagine.
That's right. And then the dessert, a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
It does sound like a tailgate.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, not so fancy. He's not a fancy guy, I'm getting the impression there.
Yeah. I think he's super likable, too. Obviously, maybe in terms of, like, you know, the flamboyance, the style, the pizzazz that Rory has, that Tiger has. You don't see it as much with Scotty. He's a little bit more lower key on the golf course, but boy, is he steady.
And he's always flopping around and hitting these shots, and he just keeps, it looks like it's nothing to him. And really, so big, strong man, too. They all hit it a mile. Yeah.
So we're starting to see, you know, I've watched a lot of the NCAA tournament this past week, basketball wise, of course, on CBS. So what do you see? You see the promos for the Masters.
I get chills every time I start to see, you know, they play that music. The ads are a little different this year, but I still, when they play that, and then you hear Jim Nance's voice come on, yeah, it's
a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, it's exciting, and to me that means spring. I mean, I'm starting to feel spring now. You know, I'm starting to see crocuses and plants pop up and buds on trees and warmer temperatures. But when you start to hear the Masters music, that's when I feel like that's the official start of spring is Masters weekend.
Yeah, we were talking about this with Nick Latempio here from the Lynx Golf and Tap about what would be the best story to come out of the Masters. We were saying is Rory, he's, you know, he likes Rory to win. I think Rory will be a strong favorite to win this event. Is he the best story to complete the Grand Slam? Also, especially the spotlight that he's put himself in here over the last calendar year as kind of being the voice of the players of the PGA Tour?
I got to think that would be the best story. Obviously, Tiger coming back would be a better
story. Oh, if Tiger.
Yeah. But Rory, yeah, I think that's the most rooting interest. That might be the best story. Ricky Fowler, if he were to somehow get in, he has one more week to qualify, I think, right?
His game has been really, really good as of late.
Yeah, you know, he went back to Butch Herman, and, you know, sometimes that connection with a coach just, you know, you feel the confidence. And Butch has had a lot of success making good players great, you know, and great players even better. So, but I got to think it would be so much fun to sit down on Sunday and watch like Rory, Scotty, and Ricky in the final group, and then who cares who wins? Well, I'd still root for Rory, probably. I don't know who I'd root for there.
Yeah. As of this moment, Fowler is not in, so he's got to do some work here over the next few weeks to get in.
I think there. Yeah, I think if he gets a win, I don't know. He has to be in the top 50. I think that. That went by, though, so he might need a win. I think the window for the top 50 might have went by.
Yeah, he might need to win one of these last 2 weeks in order to get in.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. We're starting to see, you know, and there's going to be changes to the golf course, which is be interesting. You know, there's some with the Masters every year. There's always a storyline that goes around the Masters. Now, you know, they talk about how 13 got changed. The people will be talking about the ball. I'm sure Augusta National, during their press conference, is going to be asked about what they think about the ball. What do they think about the LIV players? I think there's something like 18 LIV players that qualified for the Masters this year that'll be there. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
That's right. We get to see Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson and Sergio, a former champion, along with some of the other headliners.
Cam Smith, right?
Brooks Koepka, yep. You know, some of these other guys will be. Phil Mickelson, a former champion.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there. You know, Louis Oosthuizen.
He skipped last year, right? Phil didn't go last year.
Mickelson did not go last year because of a lot of his off-the-course.
His drama. Comments and stuff he made, yes.
Yep. So Cam Smith.
Yep.
Let's not forget about him.
He's one of the guys I missed that went to LIV.
I would say if you said
him and
for
Dustin.
The tour, who do you want back? Now, Dustin maybe still would be the bigger star power, but I think Cam, golf-wise, who's the best golfer that the PGA Tour lost in the LIV battle? I think Cam Smith and DJ, I think, are probably neck and neck right there.
And they're about the only two I can think of offhand that I'd like, I mean, that I miss watching on the tour right now.
Yeah, so good to watch the Masters. We know it's coming up here 2 weeks away.
Speaking of the Masters, something cool this week we were talking off the air. Kaz Park, how about the head? Opened up this week. I like that kind of flexibility. They never did that before. $10. All you could play for a couple days this week up at Kaz Park. I don't know if they're still going to do that next week or this week, but nice to see people promoting golf and letting people get out and walk around the golf course on a sunny day.
Yeah, they had a $10 special on Wednesday this past week when it was nice out. Play as much as you want. So that was pretty cool to see. Yeah, I mean, this is how kids fall in love with golf, right? I mean,
right.
How many kids grew up playing Kaz, playing Delaware? You said you played what? No, what was yours? Delaware Park.
Yeah. I play 54 a day sometimes, yeah. And then in the winter, we'd hit tennis balls from snowbank to snowbank just for fun because that was what kids did. And now you get a kid out at Kaz Park on a rainy, muddy day. He doesn't care that it's cold or muddy or wet. He's just having fun swatting shots.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Couple of things here before we leave you here from the Lynx Golf and Tap. First of all, make sure you check out, if you're into wagering on the PGA Tour, our Jeff Blank, part of our Tee to Green team. He gives you daily matchup bets. Today, he likes Homa over Hughes and Cantlay over Burns. In a two-leg parlay. So he puts on Instagram and Twitter his picks every day. So make sure you follow him at Jeff Blank. T to G, at Jeff Blank, T to G. So this morning, he likes Cantlay and Homa to get it done. Also, a message from one of our home clubs, which we'll be at in a couple of weeks, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, not too far from here in North Tonawanda. They've got a couple of openings on a Monday. So if you've got a Monday event that you want for your business or for your charity, contact Dylan Hayes, the PGA pro there, at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. He can set you up for that. A really cool, fun spot to have an event.
It's getting late in the year. If you want to book that stuff, you want to make sure you get that done because most of them will be sold out.
Yeah, they've got a couple of weeks open for some Monday events, but it's a really cool, fun spot to be there for an event. They've got a good bar, a good patio. So
good staff.
It's really good spot to hold an event. If you're looking to do that, contact PGA Pro Dylan Hayes over at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Next week, we will go from Niagara County and go south. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club. We're speaking with PGA Pro David Jones this week, so looking forward to being there, as that'll be our show for next week. But put a wrap on our show this week here. Don't forget, if you want to book some time here, thelinksgolfandtap.com. If you want information about the new mobile Lynx Caddy, the trailer, we're going to go check that out right now. Information is on their website, lynxgolfandtap.com. Big thanks to Nick LaTempio, the owner here, for having us on this morning. We appreciate his support of the show. Great spot to come on up here. If you're around Niagara Falls, the simulators are great. The bar is great. Come on up and check it out and have a real fun time here with you and your friends or your family at thelinksgolfandtap.com. For Lucas Buckley, back in our Amherst studios, Lucas, thank you very much. PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green every Saturday morning right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tee to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Train brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.